so. Try not to keep it too long, so we appreciate the time, man.
No problem at all, you guys.
All right, bud. Another good win. How was that?
Good. You know, to get a win here tonight in St. Louis was definitely exciting. Especially how the day went. You know, the beginning of the day wasn't the greatest, and it was a different schedule. It was a day race, so we had a little bit different schedule. The practice times were all, you know, the track walk was at 7 a.m. You know, usually, we were done with practice by 11:30, and we don't start practice till 12:30, so it was good, but we didn't qualify the greatest, which was kind of tough. We ended up seventh, and they got a decent gate pick for the semi, and ended up making a mistake, went down in that, and had to go to the heat race, and won out of that, and then, but it wasn't too bad. I'm glad I got the little bit of extra track time, and then the main event was good, got a good start, and was able to just kind of put some laps, and obviously, Kenny was right behind, putting the pressure on. We went back and forth, and it was a good battle. You know, we were pushing it, and he was too, and keeping things honest, And then he made a mistake. Allowed things to open up a little bit for me, and then just was able to manage my lead and then to get the win. So, it was awesome. It was definitely exciting.
Hey, in the middle of that one, like, you guys, I mean, this is the third week in a row that you're right there. How do you keep focused on the moment and not let maybe anticipation or is this guy coming for me over a cloud what you're doing? I mean, he passed you, and then you countered right back 2 turns later.
Yeah, I mean, and that worked out for me, too, this weekend. You know, obviously, if you make a mistake, he's going to be right there, and you know that, and you try to do everything you can, and you can't see his lines, you know, so you can only do so much, but you got to keep the focus on yourself. I think that's very important, and then obviously, hope that you catch on to things if he is doing things better. You know, you got to be aware of different line choices, and this one's getting a little deep, I should change it, so things like that. He came up the inside, I did a slow over the deal and kind of didn't get a really good drive, and then he came up the inside, which was good, and then I squared down, got him back. He had the upper hand, and I think he tried to take my line, and then I was able to sneak underneath, and that was good. We were able to retain the lead and keep going. So, that was good. It was a battle, and when he's right there, yeah, it's pressure. You know, he's putting it on, but I try to do the best I can with where I'm at, and focus on ahead. What's ahead?
Last weekend, I remember we talked to you. You mentioned that. You know, you'd almost rather be in that second place position. Whenever Kenny passed you tonight, I mean, was there any thought of like, hey, maybe I should just, follow in and maybe follow him? But you countered right back, so I guess that probably wasn't the thought. But.
No, I definitely didn't want to follow by any means. You know, I think it's definitely better to lead. Obviously his maybe a few line choices were better, but I thought I was able to pick up on a few insides. I kind of could gather where he was behind me by the noise, too, and if he was gaining or not. So, yeah, I mean, this track, too, you get behind a guy. It's hard to make a pass, too, in Supercross, especially the speed we're going. It's hard to get on the inside, but we're able to make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that. If you make one mistake in the heat race, whenever you went down, I mean, you got back up to, I think, like seventh or something. I mean, you just can't make those mistakes. But, it was weird seeing you in seventh and after qualifying. Did you make huge bike changes or, what really started clicking for you?
Yeah, we did. We made a little change going into the heat, which was better. And I'm glad, two things. I felt like the bike was better going into the main, and I got more track time. But then I also felt a little bit more comfortable on the bike. And we probably wouldn't have done that if we went right to the main event. So everything worked out really well.
And the whole shot helped out, too.
Geez. We were in a good spot and got out of the gate really good, actually, and just was able to keep her steady.
That was a weird start, too. I mean, like, there's tons of chaos in that whole corner. You were probably like, oh, thank God, whenever you're coming around the corner.
And seeing the 250 class, what happened at the pileup, I was like, all right, we got to get there first. Yeah. So.
What did you think of the track tonight? I mean, was the dirt good? Everybody says St. Louis dirt's good.
Yeah, it's good. It gets rutted. It was shallow. The concrete was showing in a few spots, but it's hard. We're on a 450, and we're getting to the, so much power on the bikes that we need, it's just what happens, but it didn't happen till late in the race, so that was good.
Everybody calls you the diesel. I'm going to start calling you the Iceman because that was a lot of laps right there, and you didn't crack under the pressure. Yeah. So thanks again, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Chase.
Thank you, man. Yep, have a good one.
You too,
appreciate
buddy.
It. Thanks again for letting me steal them for a little bit. Sorry. Appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good one.